Hi there, it's me, Seneca Pumpkin, and I decided to talk to you again. I'm sorry for not being here for a while. I was busy having a life and everything, but my roommates aren't home this weekend because it's the weekend before Christmas and everyone is home, but I'm still here. Because I'm working on something for university that is due the first week after a Christmas vacation. And I do kind of want to have a Christmas vacation, so I'd rather do it now. Let's hope this all works out. But you don't really want to hear of that, do you? Well, you probably clicked this because you wanted to hear me listen to Baby Paddles, the flower questionnaire. Her second questionnaire. And I should start this now. First question, what are your top three favorite foods? In no specific order, because I could never really pick. It's pasta with my mom's special vegetable sauce. And my salad the way my grandma makes it, it's kind of tightly linked to family and childhood memories, everything. I guess a lot of people have that, and a really good pizza. That's about it. Second question. Now if you went down on your partner and their genitals tasted like any of the foods mentioned previously, would you be repulsed? Which flavor would be the least weird, most bearable? Well, since the first two of them have directly to do with my family, I'd be uncomfortable because I'd have to think of my grandma while giving a blowjob, and I'd rather not. I guess pizza would be the most bearable. Least weird. Realistically, would you drink a cup full of cum, vaginal ejaculate? Ejaculate? Oh, the German is coming through. I'm sorry. In one sitting of someone you knew and were attracted to? No. Because I have a gag reflex that is acting up on me on weird times whenever I have something in my mouth. It might not even be something disgusting, but it's just sort of sitting weirdly, and yeah, I will gag. I will not do this. I won't be able to, no matter how attractive the person is. What's in your shower? Your shampoo and soap and stuff. I'm sure you never get asked this, so I'd like to take the time to appreciate the products that you use to keep up your appearance. In my shower is it's some cheap Garnier shampoo and conditioner and hair treatment. I'm not sure about the name. It's something for to make your hair all fluffy and stuff. And hold on, I don't use that anymore. That's the shampoo I usually use, but I actually switched to a color preservation shampoo sort of a week ago just to try it out. Yeah, that and the proper conditioner, but the conditioner is already empty because a weird thing about Germany is that they will sell you shampoo in like 250 or maybe 300 milliliter bottles, and then they will sell you the conditioner in 200 milliliter bottles. And whenever I read posts online of Americans like, well, you can never finish shampoo and conditioner at the same time, am I right? I was like, of course you can't. It's not the same amount in the bottles, of course you can't. And then I was actually in the USA and I noticed that they actually have the same amount in both bottles, which would be something that makes sense, but we're not having that here. I also have the Tracker Moon Iced Strawberry Dream Shower Gel, which is basically, it's kind of fancier shower gel, it's a bit more expensive, but, and it literally smells like strawberry ice cream, and it's bright pink. It's like, it's like the flare you get when you verify as female. That's how pink it is, and I really love it. I also have a scrub there for when I shave. It's a melon scrub. I used to make the scrubs myself, but I can't really do that now that I'm, well, put it this way, I'm kind of afraid to do it because my roommates are still new to me. And I think they already think I'm weird and I shouldn't start messing around in the kitchen with sugar and lemon juice and honey and just drop everything. Yeah, that is what is in my shower. Thank you so much for asking. 5. Would you see potential in a serious long-term relationship with a person with whom you have a 20-year age gap? Older or younger, it doesn't matter, given that person is an adult. In my case, young. If they are 20 years younger than me, they are not an adult. So, older. I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. I have had experience with romantic attraction and age gaps before, and I'd like to think it was no big deal, but apparently it was, because none of that ever worked out. I don't think that would work out for me. Talking about experience, maybe there is some really cool old dude out there who's just the man of my dreams, and I don't know about him. So, I wouldn't see potential in there, but the idealist inside of me says, don't be so stuck up. Yeah, 6, you're an sorry. You're inevitably committed to one person you're ridiculously attracted to, and you have to choose between romance and sex. Only love and cuddly stuff all the time, or only sexy sex stuff? Which do you choose and why? I choose romance because I am a cuddle slut. And it'd be okay, I mean, we could always try mutual masturbation, I guess. If we can't have sex, I'm a cuddle slut. I'm a horrible, awful cuddle slut. And I found myself with people I've been romantically attracted to that it was sort of a romantic frustration inside of me that built up over time, which was, not only I wish I could bend them over that table and fuck their brains out, but also, hey, I would really like to hold hand with them right now. Or this is a nice restaurant, I should take them here someday, and we can have a nice date and everything. Yeah. So, I guess my need for, like, for physical affection can be catered to by cuddles. And it doesn't necessarily have to be sex stuff. But I'm really glad I don't have to choose, because both are pretty nice. Your partner offers you marijuana, saying that drug use can be a romantic activity. Are you down? Why or why not? There is actually a song in German, it's kind of a party song that makes fun of the romanticizing of drug abuse. It's pretty popular. I just remembered that. I'm not sure if... Well, marijuana is tame, I guess. I don't have that much experience with it. But I never had any bad experiences either, so... I wouldn't consider myself addicted. Drug use can be a romantic activity. In general, no. But I once had it that I... the first time I actually smoked, it was... Well, we weren't actually boyfriend and girlfriend at that time. Someone I really liked, a significant other, I guess you could say, that actually had the stuff and showed me how to smoke it. And he had this idea that he would inhale it and share it to me via a kiss. And that was pretty nice, I guess. Because it involved me kissing, obviously. So, drug use can be a romantic activity. I disagree with that. If it's out so general, am I down to smoke marijuana with someone? Yes. Because I don't really get it for myself. I'm sort of, I'm a social smoker when it comes to that. I wouldn't even know who to ask here. But there are people who have their resources. And I don't know, it's not important enough for me to look for them myself. I just roll with it when people have it and offer it, so... Eight, someone you admire gives you either $5,000 worth of material gifts or 5,000 vacation to somewhere you really want to go. I forgot the second part. Which would be the better option for you? I'm gonna choose the 5,000 vacation, because I feel like that's gonna be unforgettable. Like, things are gonna break, but I'm not gonna forget that. For 5,000, I'm not going to forget that. For 5,000, if all you American people let me crash on your couch, I could make a road trip. I'd super want that. It's been a while since I had an actual exciting vacation. So yeah, the vacation for sure. If you're in a romantic relationship right now, does your partner know about your audios on GWA? If so, how did they react initially? How do you feel about it now? If you're not in a relationship right now, would you still continue posting if you got involved in one? Would you tell your partner about it? I'm not romantically committed to someone right now. If I was, I'm honestly not sure. I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you that I'm going to be here forever and ever, but... not going to happen, probably. I mean... I can't ignore that GWA is really an outlet for me and my sexual frustration. And maybe if that's catered to, I won't really have how do I say this? There's a way to say this in German and I can't put it into English. I might not have the energy and the motivation to do GWA anymore. That's totally possible. The way it is right now, I still do have, I've got some things recorded, even though I've been a bit inactive lately. Would I tell my partner about it? Guess so. I mean, why not? I mean, if they are willing to put up with me, I think they can handle that. I'm sorry. It's 1 a.m. And I am yawning because it's late. Are you more of a tea or a coffee person? What is your favorite type, flavor of tea, coffee? How do you like it prepared? I personally, in the morning, I like to drink some black tea. I've got Earl Grey, usually. I like it with honey. I drink most of my tea with honey, actually. Also, mint tea. Mint tea is really, really nice. Coffee. The funny thing is, I usually just drink coffee when I'm visiting my parents because in the household I currently live in, I live with two other girls. No one really drinks coffee. We all sort of just drink tea. So no one really has a coffee machine and I wouldn't be able to sustain it on my own. I don't really have the need for coffee all the time, so I'm fine with tea. But if I do drink coffee, I usually have it 1/4 milk, 3/4 coffee, and 2 bits of sugar. Because I can't handle black coffee. My coffee has to be hot and sweet. Sound like it could be made into an innuendo by someone who is better at innuendos than me. Feel free. Eleven. We all have people in our lives that we care deeply for. Philosophically speaking, what is it that makes it so hard to even think about never talking to or seeing these people ever again? Why is it that most of us would choose our family, friends over large sums of money if given the choice? I'd like to refer to Maslow's hierarchy of needs and everything I learned in my 2 years of introduction to psychology, but it's 1 a.m. and I'm tired, so people like to feel that they belong. And, well, it's a deep psychological need to have people there. What makes it painful? Guess because people are selfish and other people make them feel good and they don't want them to go away. It's like that with funerals. Someone, I don't know who, once said funerals are for the living. I'm not sure where I have that from. Probably somewhere quite embarrassing because it sounds really... It sounds like it's from the subreddit M14 and this is deep. But it's kind of true. Yeah, so. Philosophically speaking, it's way too late for that. But I know that feeling of. Yeah. That it's painful. Letting people go you love is just too fucking painful. I'm going to have to edit this later. I'm so sorry. 12. Are you a person who's very picky about organizations with your paperwork? Do you use highlighters, pens to color code sticky notes? First of all, I love pretty stationery. Second of all, I'm really, really bad at organizing. I do have sticky notes I usually use. I also have them... Well, the way I work right now is that I have my notebook where I put in my notes from university, but I also put in notes for papers I need to write or projects or whatever, and I have those color-coded with sticky notes so that I know where... which notes are to which project, which paper. And, am I? I guess I am. And, yeah. Thirteen. You're out at a party, club, dark place with an excessive amount of loud people having fun, and someone behind you wraps their arms around you and starts kissing your neck. You turn around and see who it is. It's someone very, very attractive who you've never seen before. Do you confront them or reciprocate? It depends on how much I've drunk that night, probably. Sober me would freak out and panic and run away and... go look for a friend and then think to themselves later, why did I miss this amazing opportunity to get laid? And drunk me would just roll with it. And then I'd get laid. I really hope I can just... I don't know. I'm one of those awful people, you know, who think under the right circumstances that kind of thing might just work on me. But not when I'm thinking clearly. And I realize as I think about that this is really problematic behavior, please don't try it. You're gonna get kicked by someone who's not as easily to persuade as me. What's the story of your first kiss? If you haven't had your first kiss yet, what would be an ideal situation? The story of my first kiss is not special, but because this is the internet, I'm going to be honest anyway. I met a guy on the internet, and we met up for lunch, and he was pretty nice, and then we went to his place, and I thought we would only drink wine and talk, but then he started making out. And that is how I had my first kiss. And he didn't really consider me a virgin or anything, so it was pretty unspectacular. But it came across that kissing is awesome. So I would say it's successful. That is also the day I discovered where everyone is so crazy about neck kisses, because they are indeed heavenly. Especially if guys have a beard. Little scrub. Yeah, I'm... That is that. Which one of the two is considered more arousing to you? A girl wearing a t-shirt, boy shorts, and a pair of knee-high socks? Or a girl in black lacy lingerie with a garter belt and stockings? If you're not attracted to girls and are attracted to guys, are you more into the drawn Don Draper-esque man, stern businessy suit and tie type man, or laid-back t-shirt and jeans type man? Can I do both? Because I'm bi. I'm going to do both. I literally can't choose. Because I am... the thing is that both men and women are attractive to me for their own, I guess you could call it special features, but there's something. there's always something about people that makes me interested in them. And at this point, it hurts my heart to turn one down for the other. T-shirt and jeans type men are great, but I also love to see men in suits. Mads in suits are hot. Everyone in suits is hot. On the other hand, I also love to see men in lingerie sometimes. So, to hell with the binarity and everything. I want them all, because I'm a greedy bisexual. 16. Would you share a main? This is where we always sleep bad with a partner. And are you beginning a new relationship with? Or would you choose to have separate rooms? Which and why? Of course I want to sleep in one bed with them. Yeah. One bed. One big, nice, soft bed. For the both of us. Because it's cuddly and warm, and even if you're just beginning a new relationship, cuddling is nice. And yeah. Sexy stuff is nice, and however far you want to go is nice. So I don't really see why there should be a problem with that. But that's just my opinion. You're having a one night stand with someone, one or sex with a booty call, fuck buddy, and then when they come, they scream someone else's name. How do you feel about it? It says you're basically someone you don't really care about, but the thing is that, like, I don't know, I just have to. For me to really engage in sex with someone requires some sort of emotional level. Of course it does. And I don't think I could have sex with someone I don't really care about. But at this point, if it's like a pal, a fuck buddy, friend with benefits, whatever, and they scream someone else's name, I guess it'd be weird because that's not my name, but I can get over that. I mean, yeah. It probably means that they're having someone, I don't know, having a crush on someone? Love to know that. Yeah. Can you drink a full glass of whole dairy milk? Yes. I'm not a plant or not milk person. I'm a dairy milk person. Are you one of those people who enjoy the smell of gasoline? Yes. Yes, I am one of those weirdos because I have this weird connotation to it, which is summer road trips with my family back when I was a kid and stopping at gas stations and getting ice cream. Because that is how my brain is wired. When it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate these from least arousing to most arousing. In your hair, digging their nails into your back, holding your hands, spanking your ass, grabbing onto your shoulders, legs, fingers in your mouth. Oh my god, okay. Least arousing to most arousing. Digging their nails into my back, probably least on this. Because I'm not that much into pain. In my hair. Spanking my ass, although I like spanking. Fingers in my mouth cause awful gag reflex. Grabbing onto your shoulders lags. Oh, that is... Oh my god, that's great. Yeah. I'm having a picture in my mind. Right now. I'm getting so frustrated. Okay. Gonna pull the strength and go to bed. Someone you've never met before comes up to you asking if you're that person from GWA, as your voice sounds suspiciously similar to someone who posts on there. Do you choose to give yourself away? Alternately, if someone asks you if you've heard about this little place on the internet called Gone Wild Audio, do you confirm or deny? Oh, that's actually quite funny. One of my actual play partner slash friend with benefits, I met him on Reddit under a throwaway in different subreddit. And after a while we talked, and then he was like, hey, have you ever heard of the subreddit Gone Wild Audio? And it was funny because before I talked to him about how it was a throwaway and I might someday link him to my real account, but it's sort of embarrassing to do that in the first 10 minutes of a conversation. And then he went to that and I just started laughing, and then I linked him, and yeah. Happy end, he's now my friends with benefits. So, talking from experience, I guess I'd be... guess it'd be a compliment. I'm not sure if I could hide it. I'm not sure if there are ways for me to hide that, so... wouldn't it be better to tell the truth all along? If it's someone I've really never met before, I'd probably decline in a really dorky, clumsy way, so that it gives me away. Yeah. Your current best friend, yes, that best friend, confesses to you that they're in love with you. How do you respond? Would you find it easy to continue in friendship with them if you didn't feel the same way? I actually had that situation. I actually had that situation with my best friend. And, when was it? It was April this year, I guess. Because I was incredibly romantically frustrated again, or something happened, and I suddenly got a huge crush on her. And then, because we've both never been in a relationship, I asked her, hey, don't you think we should maybe try this thing? But she wasn't into it for some reasons. And it was quite easy for us to just continue. Because she is such a good person that on first she just went, I'm sorry, I can't do this. And on the other hand, she went, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I know this must have been hard for you. Come here, have a hug. And she was always trendy. Oh, she's the best. My best friend is the best. So I guess it's easy. If she confessed to me now... I'd probably freak out once, because it's like, what now? Oh my god. And maybe we could just continue in the best case. The worst case we don't, but I don't want to let that happen, so. What are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? On a lighter note, mermaid. Witch, detective later on, baker, rock star, radio host. Those are some occupations I wanted to have when I was a kid. 24, do you consider yourself grown up? Do you think there is a set grown up age where someone is expected to have their life together? I don't consider myself a grown up. as I'm sitting here, looking at the plate of which I had cereal for dinner, and at the pile of laundry, and at the trash can that's overflowing, I think to myself that I am definitely not an adult. I don't feel like I'm adulting the right way. I guess the a reasonable time to have your life together would be 35, maybe. I think for myself that I should be okay by then and sort of know what's going on and be good at pretending that I know what's going on, at least. 25. Which first date would you prefer? Movie at home, cuddles and a homemade dinner, or movie at a theater and cinema and a fancy schmancy dinner? Oh boy, do I love fancy schmancy dinners. And I guess just because we're in a theater cinema doesn't mean we can cuddle. I mean, I can do other things in the back row when it's dark and no one is watching because they're all super concentrated on the movie. So I guess for first date, movie at the theater and fancy schmancy dinner, because at least then we had a fancy schmancy dinner. Improvise a sex scene right now, or just say how your day was, lol. My day. I got up at 7 a.m. I went and took the bus to the station at 7:40. I then went to a big scientific library of a prestigious university in Berlin, where I signed up because more books are always better. I then read a shit ton of books on the subject of eco-criticism, eco-feminism, and womanist sustainability. Sheesh. And yeah, then I went and put that all on my USB, or wrote it all down, and then I went back home, and I had an hour, got into the shower, that was a rhyme, and then met up with a friend of mine, and we had a pretty nice dinner at a pretty good restaurant, and now I am here, talking to you guys. This is how my day was. It was pretty good, I guess. And now I'm gonna go to bed. I hope to hear all of you people soon. I hope you will hear me soon as well. Take care. Bye.